Get what you spray for. Results. Get the lasting control more corn growers trust with Anthem Max Herbicide from FMC. Visit anthemmax.ag.fmc.com to get results. Always read and follow all label directions.
Oh, turn it up.
Here we go. Here we go. Up here with your crew, winning awesome view. Everything you love stacked right in front of you. Got your icon pass, powder slash it. 50 plus destinations.
Speaking of, did you get your icon pass yet, Sean?
I'm on iconpass.com dropping in right now. Wow. From just $2.59 adult, everyone knows you get the best price in the spring.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
Okay, done.
So pass the good stuff. Yeah, it's the good stuff. Woo!
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
You know, my friends, I've never been a fan of punishing businesses that hire illegal aliens. It's nothing that I've shied away from. I haven't said, oh, no, don't absolutely don't do that. It's just one of those things that I've had a chicken and egg approach to. If illegal immigration wasn't promoted, inspired, and allowed by Republicans and Democrats in government, there'd be no illegal aliens to hire. I mean, to be quite frank, if government did its job, there'd be no illegal aliens that we'd have to worry about getting hired anywhere. So that's kind of, that's been my main impetus, is to focus on government and how it has behaved wrongly and properly as it comes to illegal immigration. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again, that the United States has been betrayed by the majority of our government, Republicans, Democrats, both, for decades on the illegal immigration issue. That's just a fact. Now, they have passed laws. Some of these laws are absolutely insane, absolutely crazy. For example, you step one pinky toe into the United States illegally, it triggers all manner of rights that are bestowed upon you. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. And it is an incentive for folks to come here, that they know that, okay, once I set foot into the United States of America, and once I say, here's another law they passed, the asylum law, all I've got to say is I have a credible fear, say the magic A word, and then that you get in, automatically get in, released into the country. That's how Beijing Biden is doing this. And then you'll promise to appear in court at a future time. Well, President Trump put the stop to that. President Trump said, well, you know what? If you have a credible asylum claim, great. You can wait in Mexico. And when your time comes up to sit before a judge, we can do an evaluation. Folks, 90% in this current batch of millions of people that have come through that border, the current batch, only 10% or thereabouts, a little under 10%, actually qualify for asylum. The vast majority of the 6.5 million illegal aliens that have gained access to the United States do not qualify for asylum. And Beijing Biden knows it, and the Democrats know it, and Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Susan Collins and John Cornyn, they know it. Cats like the Wall Street Journal, who are big pro-illegal immigration pushers, kind of like drug pushers, they're illegal immigration pushers over there at the Wall Street Journal. They know it too. Speaking of John Cornyn, folks, I want to remind all of you about John Cornyn and a bill that is up before the Texas legislature. And I want you to call up your House representative and tell them to vote for it. Tell them that their jobs depend on it. Tell the senators their jobs depend on it. The bill has been filed by Brian Harrison. Call up Speaker Phelan's office and say, don't bury this. Make sure calendars puts it on the agenda, because Texas needs to vote on House Bill 5065. 5065, which will allow Texans to recall their senators. It is a remedy. It is an antidote to the 17th Amendment, which bastardized the United States Constitution. And it prevented the states from sending senators as ambassadors to the the nation's capital, to represent the states. And no greater poster child of a betrayal of senators to a state exists than John Cornyn. You might as well nickname this bill the John Cornyn Recall Bill, because he's what's inspired it. His votes against our Second Amendment, his votes that prohibited money being used to secure the southern border. All kinds of money was funneled down to the U.S.-Mexico border, but he signed on to language that said you can't use any of it to stop illegal immigration. So this is a long way to get back to this point. I have never been a big fan of making employers, making them do the job the federal government should be doing, which is stopping illegal immigration, disincentivizing illegal immigration. That being said, I had that opinion before 6.5 million illegal aliens were allowed to traipse right into my country. So now I'm saying roll out anything, anything and everything you can do. We'll talk about this E-Verify system coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
One of the many lies our government's been telling us is that the border is secure. Joe Biden, Beijing Biden, and his regime have told us the border is secure. Nobody believes that, but they keep on saying it. And the only people who believe that are Never Trumpers and Democrats. And dare I say, some of the Democrats are getting wise. The Never Trumpers, there's no hope for them. Anywho, let me talk about this and expand on this discussion with something that's happening here in Texas. Jeremy Beck is Vice President of Initiatives and Deputy Director of Government Relations at Numbers USA, the nation's largest immigration restriction group. Mr. Beck, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Let's talk about the Texas legislature. There's discussion now about pushing E-Verify in the state of Texas. Tell the folks who don't know what E-Verify is and give us the view from about 30,000 feet up.
You bet. So if you're worried about illegal immigration, then you have to be worried about illegal hiring. That is the main draw to the people around the world to come to the United States illegally. They want to make some money. That's not a moral failing, but we don't want to encourage illegal immigration, illegal smuggling, human smuggling, enrich the cartels, et cetera, et cetera. What we have right now is a paper system, an I-9 system. Congress, back in the 1980s, in their wisdom, they said we're going to give a big one-time-only amnesty. Yeah. People are going to wipe the slate clean. And in order to stop future illegal immigration, we're going to make it illegal to hire people who aren't authorized to work in the United States. And we promise, fingers crossed, to enforce it. Of course, that enforcement never happened. And what we have right now is a paper system where if you hire somebody, that person gives you their name. Maybe they show you some kind of photo ID. And they write down a series of numbers that's supposed to be their Social Security number. And for most people, they're honest people, they're telling the truth, and that's what it is. But if you're here illegally, you can jot down some numbers, you hand that over to the employer. The employer, they're not a security expert, they don't know. They say, it looks like a Social Security number to me. They put that piece of paper in a filing cabinet, and nobody ever looks at it again. What E-Verify does is it just takes the same information on the paper, and it verifies it by cross-checking it against DHS and Social Security Administration. So it's not a new database or anything like that.
Yep.
It just verifies the authenticity that person is a real person, Social Security number is a real number, and the employer is let off the hook. The employer doesn't have to be the investigation team on the office, usually it comes back within seconds. If you type it into your interface on your computer, ping, it says, yes, this person's authorized, or no, this looks like there's something wrong with this person's records. You should have them reach out to the Social Security Administration and make sure that their records are accurate.
There you go.
If that person is here legally, they're going to do that. They're going to want to correct their Social Security Administration records. If they're here illegally, they're probably going to say, looks like I got busted. I'm going to walk out the door and let an American citizen or a legal immigrant apply for that job.
Sounds reasonable to me. Now, two things after hearing your description there jump out. First off, it must be reinforced that it is illegal to work in the United States if you are not here legally. We have, for those of you who are recent Gov Ed graduates, illegal means it's against the law. Just so we can we have to define terms. You know how Democrats are, Jeremy. They just don't understand simple concepts. There's also something else that struck me. This was 20 some odd years ago, and I was doing some fill-in work for a host by the name of Roger Hedgecock out in San Diego, and he told me that the Social Security Administration has known the whereabouts of where these illegal, back then it was 9 million illegal aliens. Boy, for those days, 9 million illegal aliens. The Social Security Administration knew exactly where they were. They could have dispatched authorities to expunge them from our country because they were here illegally, but didn't. So the idea that this government can't track illegal aliens is absurd. So several, you guys sent me some stats along, and I thought these were very, very interesting. The states that have implemented E-Verify, the number of illegal aliens working dropped 57% below the population that would have otherwise been. In Alabama, 33% in Arizona, I'm sorry, 33% in Arizona, 83% in Mississippi, 34% in Utah, according to analysis by the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. So the idea that these measures wouldn't work and wouldn't have an impact is dispelled by the Federal Reserve in Dallas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is why I say again, if you really want to reduce illegal immigration, you have to be concerned about the workplace. It's not a silver bullet. There are other things that need to be done. But you read those stats right there. Huge drops in illegal hiring and illegal presence. And that means people left. People left the state. Now, some people just went to other states that didn't have E-Verify. Mm-hmm. And some people went back home to their home countries. And so it is a huge, every blue ribbon federal commission that has studied this. This is not rocket science. This is not new. I don't need to name drop federal commissions to your listeners. I think they probably get it. If you know that if you give your money to a human smuggler, you're only going to do that if you think there's going to be some kind of benefit to you at the end of the day.
Sure.
And, you know, people want to make some money. And so they come to the United States and they'll work for often less than an American worker would put up with, under worse conditions than an American worker would put up with, and but because it's still benefiting them. So we are sort of dangling the carrot out there, and the fact that we have been unwilling to do this shows, as you said very aptly, that our government just hasn't been serious about cracking down on this problem. And frankly, it's an issue that doesn't get talked about enough. It really is, in my opinion, a litmus test. If you want to know if somebody's really serious about illegal immigration, ask them if they're what they're doing to pass mandatory E-Verify. And I don't know if you saw this statistic either, but recent memory, and some of your listeners may recall this, in the Texas Republican primary, there was a ballot number 4, I believe, and asked people if they thought employers should screen new hires through E-Verify. 91% of Republican primary voters in Texas said that they supported that.
Well,
so this is not a controversial issue. This is a case of a lack of willpower on the part of our elected officials to get this thing done.
Yeah, as you know, it doesn't matter what the will of the people on this particular issue. Illegal immigration, we have been stabbed in the back by our politicians for the better part of a half century on illegal immigration. Washington wants it. Politicians want it. The American people don't. And these politicians from both political parties set up this dog and pony show to basically pretend that there's some sort of debate. But the whole idea is to make sure it never takes place. And that's why they pass stupid asylum laws. You know, that all you got to do is say the magic A word. And we're not talking about that A word. We're talking about the word asylum. And all of a sudden you get all of these magical legal processes triggered for you. And it's insane. Washington and the elites want it. The American people don't. Folks, we're having a conversation with Jeremy Beck. He's vice president of initiatives and deputy director of government relations at Numbers USA. So this all goes back to the conservative idea, the constitutional conservative idea that if you're breaking the law, you should not be made easy in your illegality. Yes. Shouldn't we be doing everything we can to disincentivize those from breaking the law? We shouldn't we shouldn't allow folks who violate our laws to have an easy go of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, you know, for our friends who are on the Democratic side of things, who maybe have they're thinking from more of a compassionate position for people around the world who want to better themselves. You also need to think about the incentives that we're giving people to place themselves and their loved ones in the hands of dangerous criminals. So this is about protecting American jobs, American families, but also protecting people around the world. A credible immigration system will be fair to people around the world and let them know right up front that there is no reward for breaking the law. There is no reward for illegal immigration. That's going to benefit everybody. And the thing is, there's a lot of different ways that you can do that, and people will throw out a lot of ideas. The thing about E-Verify is there really shouldn't be much objection to it, because you're not talking about kicking in doors. You know, you're not talking about grabbing people at school. These things that you always hear, the excuses of why we can't enforce the law. And, you know, those are sort of straw man arguments anyway. But E-Verify is just trust but verify. It's a verification system. You know, you have to do more to get into Disney World than you'd have to do to get into the United States or to get a job in the United States. That's silly.
Yeah.
And I think most people just recognize that that's silly. And this is something that we don't have to invent. It's not some idea that we say, well, let's get $1 billion and come up with some kind of system where we can, you know, verify the information that people put on an I-9 form. It exists. It's here. People are using it around the country. Millions of people are being run through the system voluntarily. Businesses are using it voluntarily.
Yep.
But we have this wink-wink system. We say, well, we've got this perfect system that will help you verify your workforce, whether or not they're authorized to work here, but you don't have to use it. Well,
yeah.
That's the message that gets around the world.
Understood. Yeah, and about Disney, you know, who the hell wants to go spend some time at Disney these days? I mean, with all the grooming going on at that place. Let's you and I talk about some of the headlines that have come up as a result of Beijing Biden's occupation of the Oval Office and weak Republicans who have allowed 6.5 million illegal aliens with 1.3 million gotaways and counting. How concerned Numbers USA and other affiliated groups are you guys with the 1.3 million illegal aliens who didn't run to law enforcement to turn themselves in to be let in, as most of them do, but they ran away from law enforcement and got into our country, and goodness knows who they are. How much of a concern is that to you?
Well, it's obviously a tremendous concern. You know, the fact is that most people coming here, as I said, they're economic migrants. They're looking for work. They're looking for opportunity. They're not terrible people. But when you have that many people crossing, you are going to get some bad apples. You're going to get some nefarious actors. That's just part of it. You know, we're a country of 330 million people. Not every American citizen is somebody that, you know, you want coming over to dinner. And that's true of people around the world as well. That's just a numbers game. And the fact that we don't know who they are, we don't know where they are. And by the way, that's not just the gotaways. We don't know where some of these people that we released into the country are.
True.
That we processed, because the numbers are so overwhelmed. What the Biden administration is trying to do is sort of, they don't want to crack down on illegal immigration, but they want to make it, quote unquote, as orderly as possible, which sounds hilarious, but that's really what they're doing. They're saying, look, come in illegally, but come through a port of entry so that at least we can, you know, lay eyes on you. We're not going to do much. We're not going to look into you, but we're going to let you go. And then we won't have all these pictures, because they don't want the photo ops. They don't want the pictures of all the people under the bridges and things like that. But even the people that they set loose, you know, they've lost 20,000 minors. They don't know where they are. And then they start showing up working in child labor situations across the United States. That's been a big story that even the New York Times is covering recently.
Yeah. Or sex slavery. And which, you know, a lot of the people on the left are, as we already alluded to with Disney, are into this whole sexualization of children. So a lot of these kids are ending up in sex slave situations, which is abhorrent and disgusting.
The trafficking is a real serious issue. You know, modern slavery is a real thing, and a porous immigration system that has no credibility is a place where that kind of stuff prospers.
Yeah, illicit drugs, guns, and military emplacements. I don't know if you've seen the video. Jason Jones at Newsmax, Mr. Beck, he has put out entrenched positions with military-style long guns by narco-terrorists, financed, I believe, and equipped, I believe, by foreign nations. And you can just pick out of a hat enemy nations of the United States to who's actually getting that funding through their opioid production. I'm talking about China and others. So you've got these military emplacements, the militarization of our border by narco-terrorists and by foreign military, and we sit here and do nothing about that, and they're able to export terror into our country, and Joe Biden and the Democrat Party sit there and do nothing. Isn't that a dereliction of duty, in your view?
Absolutely. Look, you were talking about civics earlier. The executive branch is supposed to faithfully enforce the laws. Comes down to that.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jeremy Beck. He's Vice President of Initiatives and Deputy Director of Government Relations at Numbers USA. We started talking about the E-Verify system. It could be coming to Texas, and hopefully you folks can get on the horn to your representatives and say, look, we need this, we want this, we need to stop helping illegal aliens be easy in their illegality. The last question I have for you is kind of an off-the-wall thing, because as the executive director of the Conservative Hispanic Society, I have heard about Numbers USA and some people who weren't always on board with what you guys and the so-called Tanton Network have been up to. I've been big supporters of Numbers USA and FAIR and all those folks for many, many moons. But the Southern Poverty Law Center has been targeting you guys, as you know, as part of this Tanton Network of which you're a part. And they've labeled some of the folks that you guys are associated with as hate groups. They call you anti-immigrant. Now, it's just been revealed that one of the attorneys that from the Southern Poverty Law Center, who was just arrested and charged with domestic terrorism from this attack on that police center in Atlanta. Do you think the Southern Poverty Law Center can be considered a credible source as to what is hateful these days?
Well, of course, I'm a little biased, but I think you laid out a pretty good case for there being some suspicion. And actually, this is not my wheelhouse. My wheelhouse is immigration, not the Southern Poverty Law Center. But I know that there's been, you know, widespread reporting about, you know, issues within that organization. But I think people should really just look at us and make up their own minds. I'm not here to cast judgment on any other organization. My understanding is that they've done some very good work in the past. As for their opinion about us, I just don't see what they're seeing. If you look at our website and you look at what we're doing, we're trying to pass the recommendations of bipartisan commissions, both sides of the aisle. We're a nonpartisan organization. We'll work with anybody. And these recommendations are not crazy. E-Verify is one of them. Like I said, that's got 91% of support among Texas Republicans, and across the United States, it's an 80-20 issue. About 80% of Americans support E-Verify, and about 20% of Americans either think that we should be able to hire people who are in the country illegally or just don't understand what the system is. Our system is, and we want a credible system that is fair to Americans.
Yep.
And as I said, to migrants around the world. This is what you're witnessing right now, what happens when we don't have a credible immigration system. You've got people all around the world, 150 million adults, according to Gallup, say that they want to move to the United States right now. 150 million just adults. That's the number one destination of choice, is the United States. Now, obviously, we can't take them. But if we send out messages that say, well, we only are going to take 1 million a year, but if you come illegally, we're going to let you in, and maybe we'll give you a work permit too. Mm-hmm. Well, then those people are going to do whatever they can to get here. And we're sending that message around the world right now, and we're seeing a lot of suffering. There have been a record number of deaths at the border over the past 2 years, a record number of rescues at the border over the past 2 years, and increasing numbers of attacks on Border Patrol agencies. So I don't think there's anything hateful about wanting a system that has some credibility, that protects American workers, and that gives people around the world the confidence that those who are admitted under our system will be admitted under our system, and those who do not qualify will not be admitted under our system. That's just the reality. That's the kind of system that we want, a better immigration system that frankly should work for everybody, not just in the United States, but around the world too.
See, Jeremy, that's your problem. You guys are for the rule of law, you're for the benefit of the American people, and that's why you run afoul of left-wing extremist groups that now harbor accused terrorists, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Jeremy Beck, folks, Vice President of Initiatives and Deputy Director of Government Relations at Numbers USA. Jeremy, if folks want to check out that website you mentioned, where can they go?
NumbersUSA.com, and you can find us on Twitter at NumbersUSA.
Thanks for the visit, my friend. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
That puts a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Pay a visit to my website, please. ChrisSalcedo.com. ChrisSalcedo, SalcedO.com. There you can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. That is a radio show that is simulcast with the TNT radio network, heard around the world in many places. So check that out. Also check us out on Newsmax Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Also check out TexasScorecard.com, TexasScorecard.com, all the news that is big in Texas, that reaches not only throughout Texas, but also outside of our borders to the other 49 states. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, we don't measure that worth by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure a society's worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. See ya.